Exodus chapter 30. Thank you for being in the service tonight. Exodus chapter 30 and verse 30. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, this shall be an holy anointing all unto me throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall ye make any other like it after the composition of it. It's holy, and it shall be holy unto you. Whosoever compoundeth any like it, or whosoever putteth any of that upon a stranger, even shall even be cut off from his people. And the Lord said unto Moses, take unto these sweet spices, stacte, and onycha, and galbanum, these sweet spices, with pure frankincense, of each shall there be a like weight. And thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection, after they are the apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy. And thou shalt beat some of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, for I'll meet with thee, it shall be unto you most holy. As for the perfume which thou shalt not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be unto you holy for the Lord. Whosoever shall make like unto it to smell thereunto shall even be cut off from his people. I want to preach tonight, if God will hit me, on the holy anointing. It's almost a forgotten thing. We'll call just about anything the real thing. But it's not so. I thank God for our forefathers that knew about the holy anointing. We have let it slip. God's always demanded it. It takes a high price to have the holy anointing. Many don't have it, don't know how to get it, so they turn to jokes and fun and games. And we ought to be ashamed for letting it happen. This oil has a special mixture. I want to go through this tonight, if I can, and get it into your heart. I wish I could really get it into you where you'd believe it and demand it in your congregation and from your preacher and from the prayers and the testifiers, that it's going to take the anointing of God on a person, a man or a woman, to get the job done for the Lord. The right mixture. The right mixture. The right mixture. If you have just got a congregation and a preacher that goes God, 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 and nothing else, you have fatalism. If all you talk about is the sovereignty of God and predestination, all of them are wonderful doctrines, but if that's all you do, you have fatalism. 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 And if all you have is Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, you got fanaticism. You got women majoring in the church on what women feel and what the women. Are y'all hearing me? Now, I know what I'm talking about. I've been in this business long enough to understand. You cannot major on the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, or major on God, God, God. But if you major on Jesus, 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 you have fruit. And you have a mixture that's right. You can't major on Jesus Christ and not have God and the Holy Ghost in the mixture. It'll always be there. Bless His name. And it ought to be our goal, our blessed goal in every service, to major on Jesus Christ. Salvation comes through His blood. His sacrifice at Calvary is what brought about old-time salvation. Moses and God together wanted this anointment put on the priest. On the priest. Now that's in their day. But now, since we're all declared priests, that anointing can be put on every one of us, both men and women. And I'm not confused here. I know what I'm talking about. Women can preach too. If they'll get saved and get called and live right. But they're going to have problems getting called. But they can testify in the power of the Holy Spirit. And they can sing in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so there's a mixture here. There's four of these oils that are used. And we don't know exactly where the oils came from. We don't know how much weight was in each one of the oils. But they had to be equal weight. Of these oils, they had to be equal weight. So in the house of God, we ought to have a balance. Always a balance. Never go to seed on singing. Never go to seed on just testimonies. The main thing. Now this frankincense is what gave the kick to the other three. Are y'all hearing me? There's more fragrance in a little bit of frankincense than there was all the rest of them put together. So if you're going to major on anything, major on the preaching of the Word of God. It's what puts the kick on everything else. There's more blessing and power in the preaching of the Word than there is anything else that goes on at the house of God. Amen. Now, I don't know how many of you have the anointing. I'd know if you was a preacher and heard you four or five times. It's not much gospel, if any, being preached until the power of the anointing of God is on it. And I hope you agree with what I'm going to preach tonight, but whether you do or not, it's right. We've come down to the place where it don't make any difference whether God's around or not. We're going to have service. And we've so pushed, you know, this doing something that will be very slack and lack on the power of the Holy Ghost and the power of Jesus Christ in the service. We come to the place where independent Baptists that believe that noise must be God. So if we can just get movement, we think that that's the anointing. I'm seeing everything in churches now and calling it the power of God. I've seen men run and throw flower pots at one another and bump chests with one another and have their little 5 and 6 year old children running the aisles, waving the handkerchiefs and hollering glory to God. Don't train your children to fake it. They'll do it when they get older. We need the real thing. Our churches are dying for lack of the real to use this holy anointing oil. Number one, it had to be up front. He said, I want you to take it and put it in the tabernacle where I'll meet with you. Up front in the tabernacle where Moses went in to the tabernacle. And on that tabernacle, in the front of it, was the holy anointing oil. When we come to church, where God meets with us, the thing that's up front, not necessarily in the front of the church, but the up front in the proportion and position ought to be the anointing of God Almighty. There ought to be something holy about going to church. Your children ought to be taught the importance of the house of God. Every individual that comes to church ought to have something to offer. There ought to be very many services go by. Well, every service that you ought to do something if it's no more than raise your hand. But you ought to pray if you're going to testify in the Spirit. You've got a right to expect your pastor to have that holy anointing on him when he preaches the Word of God. I'm going to tell you there'll not be many sinners, if any, get under conviction in speaking. It's going to have to be preaching under the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. I'm feeling you working with me. I'm glad I know about this. I'm not no king or prince on the anointing of the Holy Ghost, but I know when I got it and when it ain't. And sometimes I know when you got it and when you ain't. And we all have times when we ain't, but thank God there is times when we do. And when we do, we ought to tell it like it is. God, a help in our sorry, poor, low-down hearts. Amen. Now, why out in the world do you get this anointing? How do you get it? Well, not one of the things that was prohibited that it not be put on the flesh. It is on their garments, and that garments are garments that God gave them. Let's just say it's the garment of righteousness. You cannot have the anointing of God and have an unrighteous life. You cannot have the touch. I'm not just talking to preachers. I'm talking to everybody. These old folks that came out of this Philadelphian age, they knew what I'm talking about. They believed that members of the church come in the door and have the anointing and the touch of God on them and a shout and pray in spirit, and it's so today. You can have it if you want. But it's never on the flesh. Never to be put on the flesh. And we forget that. We think we can make a speech and sing a pretty song and have the anointing. But the anointing of God's going to come through clothes, holy living. People that live right and talk right and dress right. Stay away from adultery and ungodly. Are you only hearing this, old preacher, tonight? I'm telling you like it is. If we want the anointing, there's going to have to be some straight living. Are you hearing me? It'll do more than take you to church. It'll do more, if you please, than get Sunday school pens. Thank God. It'll move folk. I had a member named Goldie. I told you about her. She come out of that Philadelphia age. She is married to a separate Baptist preacher. And she came to join my church. Thank God for it. And I baptized her. She wouldn't let me baptize her for a long time because she heard me preach a while. Are y'all listening to me? And finally came to me and said, I want you to baptize me. Took her down to the river. There's a group pulled in on the sandbar behind us going to baptize after we did. I baptized Goldie up that river, and I had 7 or 8 or 10 to baptize. I baptized that old woman, and she shouted down that river, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. And the children all over me standing in that river, bless his name, we can still have it. The Holy Ghost of God, the anointing, we can have it today. purpose of the saints. And it couldn't be put on a stranger. Isn't that something? Just right down the alley. I mean, it just don't go on unsaved folk. Do you know why that clown in the pulpit, the only way he can get a hold of anybody in the congregation is to act a clown? Did you know the only way that the reason they can get a stirring is to get puppets and play with them is because that's all they've got? You know they glory in numbers, and that's wonderful. I wish I had 500 in my church, but I won't trade the unction and the Holy Ghost for a crowd. It's not on the outsiders. Did you know that the anointing, you Baptists listen to me now. Did you know that anointing can get on Methodists? I've got a book at home, got all the denominations in them, and there's 28 different kind of Baptists that I know about, and they're increasing every day. I mean, it's so now, you know, if you don't dance in my little basket, we'll go down the road and start another church and get some different thing, but that ain't what Christ wanted. There ought to have been one group and only one group. Are you hearing me? But the anointing can get on the Presbyterians. I said it can. And Lord God, help us, whoever we are, to remember it don't get on strangers, folks that are not saved. That's a whole lot of trouble in our Baptist churches. We're glorifying the flesh and strangers. And I'm going to tell you, it's God's people that have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Not on flesh, not on a stranger. Oh, tonight for that age again, when the church members had worked that out at home. When the power of God was in the home. I came home from Korea. Been a fighting it. The call to the ministry, that's why I was over there. I went to get away from God. It didn't work. I'd walk them dark alleys of Korea trying to get me and couldn't. I came home, so many fights in the alleys, as a policeman, I mean. And inside of me, I was all raw. And the doctors put me on the medicine and took away my sense of smell. And never has returned. We'll be driving down the road and I'll say, well, I'm smelling them flowers. And my wife say, that's a skunk, honey. Sometimes it smells like food cooking. I'm telling you the truth. And I'm not saying it to be funny. We've got people in the house of God. I'm talking about a holy anointed perfume oil. And they've lost their sense of smell. They'll call just about anything God. Whoa! I'm a preaching about reality. I'm a preaching about a peculiar God that's a God of a peculiar people. His name is Jealous. He's not a taking up with everything in the world. The Masonic Lodge is not the church. Oh, can't you see? There's a difference. There's a difference here between a fragrance and an odor. There's a difference in the house of God between a fragrance and an odor. I was in a church in western Kentucky. Pastor said, these people, my people, want to put on a little skit tonight. And I got cold chills all over me in a revival. I couldn't say no. He's the pastor. I wish I'd said, I'm going home. Y'all go ahead. But they come out of the baptistry area and had sheets over them doing some kind of crazy. I'm talking about a Baptist church. Maybe sung a song or two. And it's an odor. In the house of God, those things are odors and not a fragrance. Our people are shouting over odors. Stinks in the house of God. There's things that God's not going to bless through. He's a particular God. If that holy anointing is not there, there'll be no power of God. Every sinner ought to understand you must have that anointing, that touch of God. I notice here that these priests were special in God's eyes. They could do things that nobody else could do to approach God, you know. The people weren't allowed to come near and go in that tabernacle lest they die, or go to where the mountain was lest they die. It's peculiar. This oil's not put on foreigners. I sat in my room this afternoon and looked some of these things up. Peculiarity, God's peculiar. And every man of God, you parishioners, you church members, listen to me, that if God's man is not peculiar, he's probably not God's man. I can't have the holy anointing on me and be with one of the boys in the congregation. I can't go hunting and fishing with them all the time and get in with their joke telling. Spend my time thinking about funny things instead of being alone, seeking the power and the anointing of God. I'll not be able to preach and touch hearts. Oh, I can tell you stories, yes. Any preacher, if he's got any salt in his script at all, he can tell you some stories, but the anointing of God's going to have to come by being peculiar to this world. I wonder if you can tell the difference. A child of God tonight wanting that holy anointing on you. That you'd be a special person in the eyes of God Almighty to affect sinners. I thought about tonight, I'm asking God to help me to this week preach to sinners. I don't know whether He'll let me or not. I got that desire to see sinners under conviction. I remember especially the ladies of the church. Some of them old ladies, and all of them would have a handkerchief, a little old dainty looking handkerchief, about all of them that they'd carry. I've seen them come out of the choir area and around and go back towards the back and always had a sinner in their sight and go, and I've never seen one of them when it turned the sinner away. I've seen a lot of folk go to sinners and make the situation worse when there's no anointing and no holy life. It's them old ladies that have this holy anointing on them and this fragrance and the old men that had walked the aisle and praised God and live and pray on the hillside. Amen. Friend of mine's in the mountains of Kentucky. Carrying on revival and staying in a little old house. And got out over the morning and ate breakfast and got out on the porch. And having a meeting in that community and churches and all the people around going to the meeting. Just sitting there watching, and a man come out of the house and got his hoe and went up on the hillside hoeing corn. Just across the hill and back. And made a couple of rounds in hot weather and laid his hoe down, went up over the hill. After a while, he heard him a mumbling over there. After a while, he come back over the hill, went to hoeing corn again. They don't hoe much anything now. Hoeing corn and stuff is work. And he'd hoe a while, you know, and made two or three rounds and laid his hoe down and went back over the hill. Said he heard him get a little bit louder that time. Stayed a little longer and came back. Made about one row, and he heard him a-crying. And took that hoe and slung it as far as he could send it and went over that mountain and come back directly a-shouting and tearing up the cornfield. You know what he's a-doing? He's wanting that holy oil. He's needing the touch of God. Needing something that'll take him further, that some sinner would see his life and want the power of God on his life. This holy oil, there's a price. There's a price. There's a price. They said that you couldn't just put it on and put it on and put it on. That it had to be a thing that you couldn't just get used to. Sometimes we'll have church and some of these independent Baptists, I talk about them because we're independent. We're not in anybody's outfit, but we're independent. Got to have service about every night. Soul winning and choir practice and they every night have a supper, two or three suppers a week, and take up two or three offerings every time they have service. And after a while, it gets so familiar to the people that nothing will really stir them. You understand what I'm saying? You're better off, if that's going to happen, to have one or two services a week. Are you hearing this, old preacher? And pray. Pray that the people will not get so familiar with it that it won't mean anything to them. But for the power of God, we ought to cry out to the Lord, God, help me. Help me to have the anointing of God to testify, to say, to preach, to pray. How long has it been since you prayed and felt the anointing of God? I mean, really. Oh, I'm lacking in so many areas of my preacher life. But I guess I'm lacking more in the area of praying than anywhere. And I do try to pray every day. God knows that. I'm not bragging. I'm complaining among myself that there's not more time spent in prayer. My son goes to these yard sales and buys little old things and resells them on the internet. eBay, is that what they call it? And he'll find a bunch of old books and he'll buy them and come and bring them to me and I'll just sift them, go through them, you know. Brought me some for Christmas. It's been a package. And said, Dad, that's what I want to give you for Christmas. And I just tickles me to death. Had a great big old book on there on Napoleon Bonaparte. I looked inside of it and watched the pictures like I couldn't read and tuck it and throw it in the garbage can. But I picked out a little old red book in there that was wrote in the late 1800s by a Methodist preacher. And if I couldn't get any more, you couldn't buy it for $1,000. And the title of it was Praying Clean Through. And I read the first three or four pages, and I said, I'm a tying to this old man. And he talked about in that day what he had seen brought about by prayer. I wished I could give every one of you a copy, but you might not want it after you read it, because praying's the hardest thing you'll ever do. Because the devil knows what I'm preaching about tonight. If you'll pray right, you'll have God on you when you go to church. Oh, yes. If we want Him, if we want this holy anointing, tell you, there's been times. Sometimes I wish God would let me tell you about some things between me and Him, but me and Him's got secrets. And some things have happened out yonder in the bushes that I wouldn't tell you about for nothing in the world unless He'd let me do it. But oh, to get way yonder in a holy prayer and realize that the God of heaven is there with you and He's a praying you. Do you understand me tonight? Bless His wonderful name. I'm about done now. I'm eager to hear Brother Larry preach. But oh, if I could just get to you to want to get this holy anointing on you. Have a hunger. Listen to me tonight. I'd better not say that. But I don't know very many people among all the people that I preach to that I'd say that man or that woman has the touch of God. That's what I'm talking about. You all know it is the touch of God. I'm talking about the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And God didn't back yonder say, that's enough. And we've come through that age and now that's enough and you can't have it anymore. We have no more anointing all and heaven's run out. That ain't what it is. There's plenty if we want it. Ma'am, do you want it? Ma'am, do you want it? Dress right. Talk right. Amen. Demand, sir, demand righteousness in your house. Don't let ungodly filth be piped into your home. Are you hearing me tonight? I don't aim to get mean to you tonight. I'm talking on a subject that's going to take holy righteous living. It just put on priests and the priests and them Aaron's sons that wouldn't do right is killed. They could not do anything outside of doing what God wanted them to do. Could I get you an interest in wanting this holy anointing of God? Preachers call me and say, what can I do? Young preachers especially tell me what to do. And I say, increase your prayer life. And they say, I'm a pray. And I said, increase your prayer life. I'm a pray an hour a day to increase your prayer life. Now listen to me. There's saying words and calling names, and then there's praying. Are you interested? Oh, if I could get 25 people in here tonight that don't already have the anointing oil on you, there'd be something break out right around here. I mean, right here during this meeting, if I could get 25 new ones that don't know what I'm talking about, they'd get the holy anointing of God. We couldn't keep you quiet. You'd be running these aisles and begging sinners to come to God. I'm talking about something real. Oh, is that age gone? Have we give up and substitute something for it? Have we substituted something for the real deal? If you get that holy anointing on you, it won't make it how much hard the preacher preach, you'll say, more preacher. Whatever magnifies holiness in the Lord Jesus Christ, bring it on, preacher. Praise the Lord. And Miss Goldie never did say, preacher, let up on me. She'd come in that door every time she came in and say, oh, I know Goldie's on the scene. She never had a, and she'd say, I don't feel good this morning, but I'm glad I got. She'd testify about twice every meeting, and one of them times she'd hit it. People here tonight know what I'm talking about. Is the thing is right. One of the saddest days in my life was when I preached her funeral. Because I know this deal's going out. But I'm telling you, I know where I am tonight, right here this week. There's been some of the prime Christians and preachers in this country, anywhere I'm talking about, from states around here. And I'd like to promote tonight the holy anointing oil of God for your life and living. For faith. around with programs while we're having Christmas trees and Santa Clauses in churches. Sinners are going to hell for a lack of the Holy Ghost. Anybody's interested, you can come and pray, I guess. If you really want it, you wouldn't care what the organ's playing or not. There's a song in my heart today, something I've never had. Jesus has come and my heart's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my heart's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. I'm done, Brother Clayton.